black and tan hound, I ain't seen nothing to beat him, man.
Mm-hmm. What do you call
bird dog, I love bird hunting. Mm-hmm. I specialized in it, but...
What do you call those little dogs that are nervous and they yap a lot?
I believe I know what you're talking about. Long-haired dogs?
Not too much hair, but they're small and they're nervous. You ever hear the word fife?
Well, they're a small dog, all right. Short hair, you little fife. Little, pretty long body and long. Ain't much bigger than a good sized cat.
Uh-huh.
That's a fife dog. I never owned one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're good too, I reckon.
And what do you call a dog that's a lot of different things and not much of any one thing?
I wouldn't hardly know them, I don't reckon. I know it's a summer ring of all kinds, but I wouldn't know. I dealt mostly with bird dogs.
Do you call
I had one or two hounds.
If you just see a dog going down the road there, and he seems to be a mixture of all kinds, do you call him a mongrel, a cur, or...
I was raised up with all kinds of dogs, but a shepherd,
mm-hmm.
I knew about them, mm-hmm. and had German and collie mixed,
mm-hmm.
and setters and pointers. I'm well acquainted with setters and pointers.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, honestly, a pointer, he got the best nose view of any dog I ever hunted with. But a setter, he's more backed up. A setter ain't gonna break down. You can't hardly run a setter. If you get him trained once, he ain't gonna hardly leave his training.
Mm-hmm.
But you can run a pointer after you get trained. That some bad hunters hunt with him and make him break his gait.
Mm-hmm.
I used to train dogs for people.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
Suppose you see a child pick up something, go after the dog, you say, stop, stop what? If a child gets mean and he throws something at your dog, you'd say, now listen, stop what? Stop chunking those rocks at the dog? Is that right?
If somebody was chunking a dog and I wanted him to stop?
How would you call to him? Say, what?
I just told him to stop chunking.
Uh-huh.
But he'd want him to chunk him.
And if you were afraid that the dog would go over there and bite him, you'd say, you better be careful or you'll get... in other words, if you didn't want the dog to bite him, you'd say, now...
Oh, you're talking about...
Yeah, you'd say to the child, now be careful or you're going to get...
Oh, yeah, I tell him to be watchful for the dog. He might something happen. I think about a dog, you had him in the field hunting. We all understood you to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had a dog would bite, I'd keep him tied around the house, keep something on him.
Or somebody...
Around the house, I kept mine. I've had a shepherd.